Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Two ancient traditions anchor our worship service on this Sunday before Easter. We begin our service with celebratory palm branches in our hands and words of praise on our lips, welcoming Jesus into this place, into our midst. In doing so, we celebrate the truth that Jesus is here and now. And we listen to the gospel lesson that proclaims the entire Passion narrative, the only Sunday in the whole year that we hear the lengthy account of Jesus' betrayal, arrest, torture, and death. It's kind of like emotional whiplash as we hold these two stories together with tension. And we are reminded yet again that two seemingly opposite things can be true at the same time. Life is beautiful, and life is hard. We can experience deep grief and joy at the same time. We are fully sinners and fully saints. And so these two traditions that anchor our worship today are as powerful as they are opposite. And yet I think that both capture the heart of what it means to be human and what it is to struggle along our discipleship journey. Because one minute we are praising God with sweet hosannas, and the very next we are crying out, "Crucify him!" When things are going well, we offer our praise and our worship to God. And when things don't go well, or the way we want them to, our praises cease, and we turn away from God. Right? We worship on Sundays praising God with our lips, and then throughout the week, we are indifferent to God, or we live in ways that are not the way of Jesus, that are not loving others as he loved us. Did you know that Good Friday services are some of the lowest attended services in Protestant churches in America? And I think it's in large part because we don't want to have to sit with the pain and the hard emotions that come from Jesus' passion. We'd rather skip right over Good Friday and Holy Saturday and just go straight to Easter. We'd rather get caught up in the parade on Palm Sunday and skip the painful parts of Holy Week and just have that celebration on Easter. Let's just go from Palm Sunday to Easter and skip everything in between. I think this is in part because in order to sit with the story of Jesus' passion, we're called not only to witness the pain that he endured, we're called to acknowledge that we are the ones who, like Judas and Peter, we are the ones who betray Jesus. That we, like that crowd, become disappointed and disillusioned with Jesus and all of the ways that he doesn't meet our expectations. And we turn on a dime, crying out Hosanna in one breath and crucify him in another. that we, like Peter and James and John, when we're asked to remain with Jesus in his anguish, that we don't. And yet, even when we betray Christ, even when we turn on Jesus, even when we close our eyes to his pain and his anguish, Jesus never does. Jesus never betrays us. He doesn't turn on us. He never closes his eyes to our pain and our anguish. He endured suffering and pain beyond what we can even begin to comprehend. And he is present with us, drawing near to us when we experience pain and suffering. Jesus is faithful, even when we aren't. Because his love for us, his mercy, his faithfulness is not dependent on what we do or don't do, say or don't say. The love of Christ is beyond a gift beyond measure, a gift that calls and beckons us to draw near to our Savior. And so, beloved children of God, this Holy Week, we are invited not to look away from all that Jesus endured, but instead we are invited to witness it. We are invited to sit with the discomfort, to sit with the pain, to let the Holy Spirit convict us of the ways that we betray and turn away from God. This week, in the days to come, may we fulfill Jesus' request to Peter, James, and John. May we remain with Jesus and stay awake, keeping vigil with him through this holiest of weeks. May it be so.